The wind. Everybody who's come in here has said something about the wind. For you, it's got to be obviously a major concern. How was it?
During warm-ups, you know, went out there. It was a pretty calm day, a nice Denver day, and come out 7 minutes before kickoff, and I see a 30-mile-per-hour crosswind come in, you know, over the Rockies. So I wasn't nervous at the time, but, you know, I knew it would make for an exciting day and, you know, to play a little target practice out there and kind of have to, you know, hit a ball to a spot, and hopefully the wind takes it. There's sometimes where that, you know, the wind's going to move the ball and you just have no control of it. My 51-yarder right before that halftime I thought was going to go easily down the middle, and it barely snuck into that right post. So it was definitely made it difficult conditions, you know, for us kickers, punters, and snappers. I have the two best, I think, you know, snapping and holding for me. And I know it's been kind of talk of the week with, you know, laces, does it make a difference and stuff like that. But I have two of the best in the business with Britton and Aaron Brewer that helped me out a lot.
There was some bizarre, like, haze or smoke that sort of came in. Was that the crosswinds that you saw before the game?
We're in the locker room before us, but our special teams coach, Joe Camillus, came inside and said, hey, when you get out there, let me know where the wind's going now, because something fresh just came in. So, you know, I went out there and kind of, you know, kind of readjusted our spot numbers of how far I can make kicks from certain directions. So that's where that went to.
What were you aiming at? Like, what were you kicking at?
The guy holding a beer in the top left corner. But no, I had to, you know, just based off the wind, I think I hit the ball pretty well, and I have a strong leg, so I'm not going to ever aim outside the uprights, but usually sometimes you're, you know, down the middle, but you know, with that wind, you might be 1 yard inside each upright, and sometimes you're kicking with the wind, sometimes you're kicking into it, certain crosswinds, and it makes it difficult sometimes, especially from certain yardage.
Brandon, was it better to kick this way or that way?
At the end, it was a little easier to kick to the south because you had at least some wind behind you. But it was mostly crosswind coming to our bench the whole time. I think I hit a 45-yarder in warm-ups coming out of halftime that went short going the north end. And so I laughed at it a little bit, but, you know, sometimes you're out of control at that. You just try to hit your best ball, to a spot, and hopefully, you know, it goes through.
Brandon, when you're in a game like that where the offense continues to stall over and over, does that change your mindset at all in how you approach watching each drive and knowing that it may fall on you?
No, you know, anytime I think number 18 gets the ball, I'm thinking we're going to score a touchdown. So I'm trying to, you know, prepare my mind for the, you know, the extra point. But, you know, we moved the ball decently all game, and, you know, we weren't able to at least punch them in for touchdowns. But, you know, I want to help my team any way I can. And, you know, no matter the, you know, yards for the field goals, I'm, you know, it's kind of my job out there to make them. So just happy that I was able to help the team, and, you know, they were able to punch it in for a touchdown that gave us a little bit of a lead at the end.